Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the dapper dawn. Giving a microphone, dress like a million bucks, buying things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show.
Yeah, I got one. And I got a message for you today, too. Something I was thinking about that might help you along the way. The thing I appreciate about so many people that I learned from, Bishop Jakes, Kenneth Olmer, Donnie McClurkin, Kirk Franklin, Joel Osteen. I can't tell you, and many more than that. I mean, you know, I'm naming, you know, famous people because I know you know these names. But my father, who you never met, was so great in my development as a man. But my mother, Lord have mercy, my mother was. She taught me about faith. She gave me the things I needed to know about what I speak about every day. That basis was given to me by her. So many great people. But here's the thing that I've had to learn. And that is that if God got you through it, it's done. Move on. See, I can't tell you how many people don't really pay attention to that close enough. If God got you through it, it's done. Move on. How many times have we as people allowed God to get us through something, get us beyond something, get us over something, get us through something, and then even after its completion, we sit there and we dwell on it, and we dwell on it to the point where it becomes an anchor around our neck and we can't move on. We can't move on because we just won't let it go. It's done. If God got you through it, it's done. Move on. Stop harboring on the past. Stop hanging on to every time you fail. Stop hanging on to every time you slipped up and messed up. Stop hanging on to every time you didn't get it right. So what? Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody messes up. Everybody don't get it right. Everybody struggling with something. You ain't the only one. But my God, man, if God got you through it, it's done. Move on. What you hanging on to it for? That's why he got you through it, so you can move on from it. See, a lot of things that happen to us that we think are negative or bad experience, these are lessons in what not to do. This is a way to have a now, a bearing, a look out for it the next time. You know, you got me once, you can't get me again. I'm telling you, man, if God got you through it, it's done. Move on. You have got to move on. I use this analogy all the time. I'm going to add a little bit to it. Bishop Jakes told me you cannot drive your car looking in the rearview mirror. I was talking to a young singer yesterday who I ran up into. And man, let me tell you something. This analogy, I told him we had about 20-minute conversation on it. See, you know what your rearview mirror is actually for in your car? I was just tripping on this one day. Actually, your rearview mirror is designed, and this is what I use it for. After I pass a car and I want to merge into that lane or I want to make another move, I look up in the rearview mirror, and all I use it for, it shows me that I've gotten past it. I've gotten past the vehicle I was passing, and I got enough room now clear to make my next move. That's what I use my rearview mirror for. I use my rearview mirror to just glance up every now and then to see what's coming up on me. That's all I use it for. The rearview mirror, when you're passing through something, listen to me real close now. Your rearview mirror on your car is after you're passing something or you're passing by something, you can look up in the rearview mirror and it lets you know you're past it. You're beyond it. It's clear now. It's in the past. You no longer have to deal with it as the car that was in front of you blocking your way. You have passed it. You look up in the mirror. You've cleared it. Now, if you want to switch lanes, you could slide on over. You got room. But that rearview mirror also lets you see if anything is coming up on you. And you just need to glance, because if you moving forward, ain't a whole lot can come up on you. You just glancing every now and then. And it reminds you that you got through something and you got beyond something. That's what the rearview mirror for. Now let's talk about that windshield. Why you think that windshield so big on your car? That's the biggest window on your car. You know why the windshield so big? Because it's where you're going. Because even the automobile makers want you to have a wide view of where you're going, so you can see what's up ahead. They put lights on the car at night so you can have night vision and see what's up ahead. But you can, see, now, why is that? Look, think about that now before I move forward with this one. Think about that windshield, man. Why is that windshield so big? So you can see where you're going. It's way more important where you're going than where you've been. Don't you see that? That's why the rearview mirror is so small, because it is nowhere near as important as it is as to where you're going. Where you've been just allows you to take a glance so you can make sure you cleared it, so you can see if it's room enough for you to make your next move, so you can know that you've gone through it and go ahead on about your business. But that windshield is for vision. A man without a dream or vision shall perish. That windshield is for somebody going somewhere. That windshield is for somebody up there trying to make another move. I'm going to go right. I'm going to left. I'm going to get off on this exit. I'm going to take this detour. I'm going to handle this sign. There's a new route. There's only so many miles left to go. That's what the windshield got. Let me tell you something, man. When you see a mile sign, you driving on the freeway, you're on the interstate, and you, let's say you driving to a particular city, and you see a sign that says that city is 138 miles away. That lets you know where you're going and you're on the right path. Now, if you keep looking in the rearview mirror, you'll never know how close you are. You'll never know, Because you're driving your car, looking in the rearview mirror. You all on the shoulder. You hear them rocks up under your car. You done scared yourself to death. Because you know why? Because you keep looking in the rearview mirror. Get out the rearview mirror. If God got you through it, it's done. Move on. So what he don't love you no more. And, man, let's move on. If God got you through it, it's done. Move on. God got something for you. If you get out your rearview mirror and get up in that windshield, God's got something for you up ahead. But you can't see what's up ahead because you in that rearview mirror. If God got you through it, it's done. Let's move on. Come on, y'all. Don't let the past beat you up. That's the ingredients in the cake. You done made that already. That's done. Let's go. God, look in the windshield. See what God probably got something new for you. If you get out the rearview mirror and look, open up your eyes and see. All right, let's go today.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
21 minutes after the hour. Welcome to the ride. The most, it's the most wonderful morning show in the world. Good morning, Shirley Strawberry.
Hey, good morning to you, Steve Harvey.
Yeah, Junior.
Good morning, Uncle Steve.
Yeah, all right now. Tommy don't like that.
Okay.
Big dog. Some people just will not get their own damn uncle. You know what I'm saying?
Why when this one's sitting right here?
Because that one ain't yours, dog. Your bloodline is different, partner. You ain't got no sickle cell uncle laying around nowhere you can use?
Nope, wow. I need a healthy one.
I will do all the sickle cell jokes on the show, Tommy. Those are mine. Thank you very much. Thank you. I got a hat at.
No, we've been doing a long time before you got here, Jay.
They're not going to let you have all of them, Jay.
They're not going to let me have them all.
Nah, brother.
And it ain't sickle cell. It's sick as hell.
Sick as hell. Yeah,
they're not going to let you do it, Jay.
All right, good.
But notice this, too. I'm what not up? In there.
What up, fool?
Good morning, Tom. Oh, I'm not over there no more.
That'll get you put off right here.
he had fell back.
What?
Good morning, Tom.
You've never said that before.
I've never said that.
How that sound?
He never spoke to me.
Oh, God, I ain't over there no more.
Tommy, hey man, let me tell you something. You can't call Tommy Tom.
I can't stand that, man. No, mm-hmm. And you shouldn't.
I can't stand
and
that.
And your nieces and nephew can't refer to you as
Uncle
Tom.
No, yeah. They can't. They can't. No, that is not right. Mm-mm. That is not right. That should never happen. Just Uncle.
Is everyone clear?
That's it, man.
Maybe it's just Uncle.
If you go see Trump, they'll light your ass up.
Let it go. Let it go.
Care what your name is.
Don't want to see him
it's,
now.
It's over with. Yeah.
You become Uncle Tom.
Yeah. You're finished. You made it through. You made it through the storm. Me. You're all right.
He's looking for an FBI director right now.
Yeah.
Well, shouldn't he have done that before he fired the one that was already in place?
Hello.
Here was the thing, though. This is my honest opinion of it. They're turning this into, it's so crazy the way they play politics, and we just sit here and have to deal with it. Mm-hmm. He fired Comey, the director, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, 3 months ago, all the Democrats wanted him fired.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All of them. Fire him, fire him, fire him. Trump fired a dude. Democrats, why he gone? Fox News, he needed to go. He was the worst thing. You know, and I just watch him go back and forth. They switch so it's convenient for them. And all of us who sit here, just the folks who ain't got no say-so, and we just had to deal with the calamity. Just the whole mess that's left, man. It don't make no damn sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just
now they tying that to the conclusion with his investigating the Trump administration ties to Russia.
Yeah.
This is just a mess, man. We as a people, we just sit here. This election right here has resulted in nothing for us. But speaking of something, though, we got 30-something funny coming up,
yes,
and
sir.
It's about to be ignorant. Junior?
Yeah, I got one for us today.
Truth be told, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, y'all, we back. It's time for Junior's Truth Be Told
Are these truthful tips, telling tips? What you got, Junior?
Yeah, Unc, these is truthful tips we doing today, man. We just doing some tips on how to deal with old people that don't like you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's important, because I deal with a lot of old people. Got into it with somebody yesterday, Jay. That's why I came up with this. And so I thought about it. There's a lot of old people that we don't like you, but you need to know how to deal with them anyway. Like this. If an old person don't like you, you got to take them somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Put old people in the car the night before.
What?
Just sit in there?
No. You ever try to get old people in the car? You got to put them in there the night before, because they got everything. Walkers. You know what I'm saying? They got the walker, them shoes with the arch in it. Trying to get that left leg in that car just don't work. It take too long. So just put them in there the night before. They'll be fine. Turn the air on. Because you got to be there at 10:30. You can't leave at 10. You got to leave at 5 a.m. to get their old ass here by 10:30. That's just some stuff, you know, like anytime they start stories. Every old person you know got a story. Story you already heard 20 times. If the story is before your birthday, walk out. If you were born in 78 and the story say it started in 1942, walk your ass out. Because I'm telling you.
Junior.
No, it ain't disrespectful. You ain't understand the lingo or nothing. I'm talking about 1942 when we was using lime. You don't know what lime is? I'm talking about 1942 when turpentine. What the hell is turpentine? I ain't never seen turpentine. I ain't got time to sit around for no story. I don't know. I can't relate, because I don't know none of the jargon. I can't use that.
The jargon.
And
the
another jargon, thing, too. Uh-huh. Look, OB, we asking y'all. We hear y'all. Why do y'all call our name 50 times? But just use the same tone. Can you just go up or down one notch for me? I got tired of my great grandmother calling my name just Junior. If I came by number 8, what you think I'm doing?
Junior.
No, forget that, Shirley. She ain't like me. Man, I've tried to kill her 29 times, failed every way.
Hey,
she is unkillable. I don't care what you say.
Unkillable.
She is unkillable. I sent a drive by there, Jay. Do you know she came out and shot back? I don't understand how we can't get her ass to die. She is unkillable.
Really, Junior.
Well, you just say what you want to say, man. I'm just telling these the people that I got to deal with. And that's my tips on how I deal with old folks.
Dog, Junior.
That banana on the stairway, Jay, it don't work.
You rough on
her. She fell 15 stairs, didn't break a bone. You hear me, Jay? Got up and said, who the hell left the banana peel on the stairs? You eat your fruit in the kitchen.
Why didn't she like you, Junior?
I don't know. I was too dark. So you got to be light-skinned for old people. Yeah, I was too dark. Might have her first cousin. But that's just, I'm just saying, these just some tips I think you should use for dealing with old people. Take it if you want it.
He might take me out.
Yeah, watch yourself,
no, man,
Jay.
Watch myself. Oh,
Jay, I already got you covered. You already gone.
Wow.
He's taking it out on everyone.
On everybody.
Killing old people?
Yeah.
What, though? You ain't never met her, though. See, when you meet and you say, how you doing, man? And she call you the N-word, then what you gonna do?
Yeah.
So mean to old people.
I ain't old. I'm just mean to that one. And Jay. That's it. Them two.
And Jay.
Now, that's just the truth being told, all right? If you got a situation you want us to help you with, go to steveharvey.com and click on the truth be told banner. That's
the
how you handle old people. Yeah.
Wait,
rerun that. Oh, boy.
That's great. Junior, that was terrific.
Hey, Ralph. Thank you, man.
Hey, Ralph, what's up, man?
No problem. Hey, Tom, how are you today?
I'm sorry, Tommy.
Hey, Thomas. Sorry, just slipped out, buddy.
Okay, man.
My apologies. Right. Hey, no, really, guy. My apologies. How are you today, Thomas?
Very good. Very good.
Very good.
Good to
thank
see you.
Hi, Shirley.
Hello, Ralph. How are you?
Hi, sweetie. How are you? Beautiful as usual. Love
thank
the eyes.
You.
A bit much, but I love them.
Thank you, Ralph.
Yeah. And the new guy, Jay Anthony, how are you?
Hey, Ralph, how you doing, man? What's going
on? That's good. Hey, man, welcome over here to the real show.
Good to be here, man. Good to work with you guys.
Yeah.
I love this place.
Yeah, you were on the other guy's show over there.
I was on the other guy's show, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Boy, never let you talk. It was amazing. You're just sitting there 20 years.
You say that, and then when I try to talk, you cut me off.
Sit there. It's amazing. It's 20 years of sitting there.
Yeah, but I get to talk over here. That's good. I'm
Murdering
happy to
those
be here.
Hits, I loved them, though. I loved them.
You love them?
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Where's the other girl at? The one that's the bossy one. Where's
she? She's Carla.
Out, she's out today.
Oh, she's out today. Today. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Whoa, no wonder you're talking.
The bossy okay. one.
Harvey.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Jeez, she's awful bossy.
That's
oh,
Ralph.
God. Oh,
come on,
God.
Ralph. It's all good. She it's has, all good. Someone has to regulate.
She's doing her job.
Yeah. Right. I missed that. Jay, I didn't hear what you said. What'd you say?
I say I agree with the white guy. I agree with the white guy.
Oh, yeah. As you should. Yeah. Really.
Here we go.
Come on, somebody's got to be right over here. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are you guys talking about? What's going on?
Been talking about white people.
We're talking about white people.
Yeah.
You know what? Hey, hold on, guys. You have to be. It sounds so harsh when you say that.
Okay.
In a nice way.
I didn't hear you talking about. You were talking about. Junior was talking about some people down at nursing home. I don't see race involved in that. So why are you talking about? You're talking about white people. What's going on?
Well, normally y'all that's in the nursing home, we don't have our relatives go down there.
Mean white.
Well,
people.
You should, because I tell you what. Listen, that putting them up in the living room and blocking the TV and the door—that's awful crazy. You know, you don't have proper care there. You just got these people hooked up to machines, and Big Mom's just laying up there in the living room, just getting loose.
Big Mama.
Big Mom.
Big Moms.
Big Mom. Whatever.
Oh, that's what we
you know,
do.
Yeah, you know, you just got them in the living room, and she's yelling out instructions from there, like she hasn't been up in days. Weeks, months, years.
Sounds
you know, you know. That's why we create these homes, so people have a nice place to go, not in the living room.
Well, you know, we always want our parents close to us.
We can't afford to put them in the home.
We can't afford it either. Yeah.
Oh, that's well. Oh, okay. Oh, it's a financial thing.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Something you don't know nothing about, Mr. White Man.
Of course it is.
Well, hey, hold on. Hey, Tom, come on. Jesus.
Hey, what?
Tommy.
How harsh you going to be? You know, just, I'm a white guy. I got it. You know, every time I talk to you, I don't call you black. You know what I mean? Jesus.
All right, Ralph, this is what we have coming up with the nephew.
You know, I'd call you, but you're short. How about that?
Run that prank back coming up right after this.
All right, y'all, coming up at the top of the hour, it's Man in the Street.
It's
a new bit we got. This
brand new.
Fool out in the streets. Where do you hear this ignorant mess? Miss Ann going to get us caught up on today's national news and the latest from the White House investigating the firing of FBI Director James Comey. We're out, man, just whatever. I don't even care.
You don't keep up with it. Just let it go. Nothing you can do about it, man. Yeah.
Tommy, what you got, man?
I got a prank phone call, man. We're going to run it back, Uncle Steve. The blind barber. Yeah.
Lord.
You know, sometimes you got to get your hair cut by some different people. The blind barber. You understand?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm trying to reach that run the barber. Yeah, you run the barber shop down there, don't you?
I own the barber shop.
Okay, now I'm trying to see if y'all got any booth rentals down there where I can come in there and cut some hair. I've been cutting hair a long time. I want to see if y'all got some room down there. They tell me you might have had some come available.
I got two booths open right now. You need a booth?
Yeah, I'm trying to get in there and get the cutting. Now, how much you charge for booth rental on a weekly basis?
That's $200 a week.
$200 a week. That's $800 a month. That's still good because they're just $200. Now, when can I get down there so you can meet me, you know, where you can show me around the shop so I can know what?
I'm open from 8 to 7. That's Tuesday through Saturdays.
All right, because I want to see if I can maybe meet you there so I can get down there and just feel my way around.
Well, come on.
Then what I want to ask you, do you mind doing for me? Do you think you could possibly put up some ramps where you got steps at and your phone? Could you take your mind if you take the phone and put it in Braille for me?
Wait a minute. What the hell I need to put my taking ramps out and putting phones in Braille for? What's going on with you?
Well, I'm blind. You know, I'm not going to let that stop me. You know, I'm still going
to... Oh, no. Hell no, man. Wait a minute. You what?
I'm blind, but see, but I've been cutting my hair for over 10 years, and folks say my haircut always look good. So I didn't figure I'm going to start cutting hair now.
Oh, well, guess what? You might cut hair, and it might be some good that you do, but just can't cut no hair in my shop, not being blind, Doc. Yeah, but ain't that kind of around my shop, man.
No, what?
I mean, I ain't got no problem with that, baby, but you just can't do it down.
Well, wait, now, see, this is what they call discrimination. You can't do that. You can't discriminate from people just because they got some type of handicap belongs to them.
Listen, hold on. Let me tell you something, man. I'm not trying to put you out of business, Doc, doing what you need to do, but you just can't do that in my shop, man. I don't care if they call it discrimination, scrimination, scrimination, or what. Not in my shop. You just can't do it, baby.
Listen, now, I know how to cut hair. I know how to give folks a lining and stuff like that. I ain't tried to use no razor, nothing like that.
No, man. Come on, dude. Listen, can't you find something else to get into besides trying to cut hair?
Well, this what I like, though. This what I feel like this is my calling.
You just can't do it in my shop. I'm sorry.
That's what I don't care to hear something like this here. Now, I got the qualifications, and I'm able to do it. And I want to be able to come down there. And I told you when I first, what I tell you, I said I wanted to feel my way around. Didn't I say that?
You don't need to feel your way, Doc. I need you to be able to see what you're doing. I mean, I don't care about you being able to cut no hair, being blind, Doc. You got to be able to see to do that.
This could probably do wonders for your shop. People will come from miles around to see somebody like myself cutting
hair. That kind of in my shop. Did you hear what I said?
I heard what you said. What I don't want you to do is make me mad about this. Now,
how you going to get mad about something that belonged to me? I'm off and you telling me that you're blind. Doc, I can't help you when you blind, man. Go on with that.
And, now, listen, I'm going to tell you this here, and I'm going to tell it to you straight. I'm coming down there to that barbershop. I'm going to fill these booths out, and I'm going to start cutting. Now, one thing I don't want to do is have to get into no tussle with you. Now, I don't want that.
Worry about getting in no tussle with me, because if you bring your up in my shop, how much you going to cut hair? It's going to be some furniture moving around up in the.
And I'm coming down there, and I'm coming down there this evening. Now, one thing you.
Bring your nowhere now. You better keep your away from my shop.
You gonna get your whooped by a blind man, and what you going to do, you ain't going to see it coming either. You hear me?
Oh, bring your song.
As long as I got the money to pay my booth rental.
I don't give a damn. I don't want your money. You blind can't cut no man. My shop. You understand what I say to you?
I'm understanding what you're saying, and if I got to call the law about you being discriminatory.
Law, you can call anybody you want to call. That's my. You not going to do that. You understand what I'm telling you? Now you bring your down there talking about cutting hands. My you won't. I'll be waiting on you.
I'm coming down there this evening. I'm coming to whoop your because you got the nerve to discriminate against me.
I don't know how you got my number in the first place. Who gave you my no? You ought not be dialing my. How you even fix your thing with the you call my phone?
They give me this number and say, you is the one that do the hiring round the barbershop.
You don't call my personal number. You call my. Who gave you my number?
What difference do that make if I'm some man looking for a job? See,
you don't call my personal phone, man.
You're going to watch your tone with me. What you going to do?
I ain't going to watch your thing. Don't you bring your in my shop.
I tell you one thing you're going to watch. You're going to watch me get on your this evening.
How you going to get on my? You can't see me. And I'm about to hang up on your.
I got one more thing I need to say to you.
Thing is that.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your cousin.
You know what? I'm gonna whoop that when I get a chance. Man. You ain't no good.
Hey, Mr. I got to ask you, man, what is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
That is the Blind Barber. Catch me tonight. I'm on stage once again, the JBL in Dallas, Texas. That's the Junior Black Academy of Arts and Letters.
Last night was an incredible night of an opening night, and tonight it continues. It's Mama's Boy, Robin Givens, Columbus Short, and yours truly, Nephew Tommy, gracing the stage. This is where I came from, the stage. Oh, yes, I am a thespian. Tickets on sale right now.
You ain't no lesbian, dog.
I said a thespian. I am a lesbian. I'm both of them. I'm both of them.
In my sleep, I'm a lesbian.
I'm in love with women. In love with women and other women.
At the same time.
Have been in love with multiple women at the same time.
I know.
I got women fighting over him in my sleep.
I want him.
All right.
I wake up, nobody's there.
Well, you know, I think it's you know, well, I can't say that. No, I'm not.
Tell
no,
me,
no.
I'll say it. Let me know what it is.
Well, we know who will say it.
Yeah, you will say it.
That boy,
say
it. Did you hear that, though? Wait a minute. I'll say it.
Yeah.
Give it to me.
Let me
Give
have it.
Give it to me.
Throw me the ball.
Throw it over here.
I'm open.
I'm wide damn open, man. Yeah. Don't censor yourself. Let me have it.
No, man. No, I got to censor myself. Yeah.
He has a branding.
Yeah, everything I do, man.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so here we are. Jay?
Yes, sir.
What'd you do out on these streets? Tell me what you did.
Out in Los Angeles, hanging out, talking to the people about Mother's Day, making them give a shout out to their mom, and telling us what's the worst behind whooping you ever got from your mom on top of wishing them happy Mother's Day. Check it out. Here we go.
Hey, everybody. It's Shirley Jay, the Brown for the Steve Harvey Morning Show, standing in front of Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. Today we're talking to people. They're going to give a shout out for the mom, and they're going to tell us the worst ass whooping they ever got.
Hi, Mom. Happy Mother's Day.
What's the worst whooping you ever got from your mom?
I accidentally let the B word slip and she hit me with the marinara wooden spoon that she was cooking pasta sauce.
Who are you calling the B?
I just cut my finger and I said, son of a.
All right, I want to give a shout out to my mom. I love you, Mom.
All right, what's the worst whooping you ever got?
When she whipped me with the extension cord.
For what? What'd you do?
Anything and everything.
Right. Hey, Mom, I love you. Shout out to my mommy.
What's the worst whooping you ever got?
I probably shaved my sister's hair, but that's only because she did it to me first.
Shout out to my mama. I love you, Mom.
What's the worst whooping you ever got?
You know, garbage that's left over when you don't eat it all? I put it behind the stove.
She tore you up for that one.
Twice.
Shout out, Mom.
What's the worst whooping your mom ever gave you?
I think I like missed school.
What's the worst whooping you ever got from your mom?
In a bathtub.
What'd you do?
Talking back. Mama Patsy, I love you.
All right, what's the worst whooping you ever got?
The worst one? I came home past curfew and she told that.
All right, what's the worst whooping you ever got?
My cut school. Yeah, I got home and she was sitting there waiting with that extension cord. Yeah, they told me up. Yeah, I never cut again.
Shout out to my mom.
What's the worst whooping you ever got?
When I lit a firecracker in the house, I got my butt whooped.
What's the worst whooping you ever got?
It was this one time I just got out the bathtub and I was fighting with my little sister and you whooped me.
Hey, mom's not here no more, but may she rest in peace.
What's the worst butt whooping you ever got from your mom and what did you do?
Ooh, man. Stole some food stamps.
What's the greatest morning show in the world?
Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Thank you so much.
Oh, look, Jay.
I like that.
Yo, man. What the dude say? He lit a firecracker in the house.
That was mine.
Do you know you turned that black ass out? Pow! Chop! Man.
Oh,
he lit
God.
A
Oh, my God. A little firecracker in the house.
Dog.
Man.
That turned that whole house out. Everybody in there thinking they shot.
That's what your mama goes. I know he didn't just light a firecracker in
the house.
Because that's a go ahead and do it, Dad.
Yeah.
No, go ahead and do it.
Go ahead and do it.
Go ahead and do it.
It won't be that loud.
They ain't going to know.
Oh, my God. The worst butt whooping I ever got. I asked my mom to go. Could I go to the movies? Mm. She said, don't say it again. I said, can I go to the movies? Don't say it again. So she said, if you say it again, I'm going to tear that ass up. Uh-huh. Do not say, can you go to the movies? I'm telling you.
Right.
So I said, could I go to the SHOW? She beat my.
Come here.
You're going to spit. Right.
Smart butt. That's
why I'm a bad speller today.
You're traumatized.
It's traumatizing, man.
No, man.
Hey, man, that's a really good bit. I love it. That's a really good bit, man.
That little
man,
firecracker in the house.
Boy, that boy, that
firecracker, man. He was in his room and he could not wait to go out.
Oh,
I'm going to do it in here and put a pillow on top of it. Everybody over here. Pow! God! Who done got the gun? Boy, the little damn firecracker. Hold on. Hey, y'all,
yeah,
Miss Ann Tripp is here. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann.
Thank you, everybody. Good morning, everybody. This is Ann Tripp with the news. Here we go.
Because he wasn't doing a good job, very simply. He was not doing a good job.
That's the reason President Trump says he fired FBI Director James Comey. In fact, he claims he wanted to fire Comey for months because of the way he handled the Hillary Clinton email matter. Well, there are lawmakers from both sides of the aisle who doubt that, saying that it's highly unlikely that Trump would complain about a man who many think gave him the election. And some, like New York Congressman Hakeem Jeffries, feel there's something a little more sinister going on, having to do with the probe involving Trump and the Russians.
The president of the United States is a dangerous con artist. The Trump campaign is under criminal investigation. And that is why Donald Trump fired the lead investigator.
In the final days leading up to the election, Trump praised Comey, in fact, saying that he'd brought back the reputation of the FBI. And earlier this month, the Trump White House publicly expressed full confidence in James Comey. Meanwhile, the U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions and his deputy Rod Rosenstein are already looking for a replacement. In fact, they started interviewing candidates yesterday. James Comey's replacement is expected to be announced, they say, within the next couple of days. Trial has begun in Tulsa, Oklahoma, this week for a white female police officer who shot and killed an unarmed black motorist whose hands were raised as he stood outside his car and who Officer Betty Shelby says she killed because she was in fear of her life, even though the man was walking away from her with his hands raised. That video, Terrence Crutcher, was a church choir pastor seen around the world that tape. Prosecutors say Shelby had no reason to fear from a man who was walking away with her with his hands raised. Looks like things are truly going from bad to worse on the airlines these days. A woman flying on United says she was told to pee in a cup because she wanted to use the bathroom while the fasten seatbelt sign was on. A brawl broke out in the Fort Lauderdale airport the other day after 9 Spirit Airlines flights were canceled. And this is what it sounded like when two men started tussling with each other aboard a Southwest Airlines plane.
What would you get off? Stop it!
That was shortly after it landed in Burbank, California, and people were trying to get off. So I don't know what's going on in the airlines today. Finally, today is National Make a Book Day, National Reception Day and National Prime Rib Day.
How much for order of ribs?
$2.50.
$2.50? Let me get one.
One order of ribs.
No. One rib.
Make that one rib to go.
One rib?
One rib.
And this is Ann Tripp. We'll be back with Eugene the Butterfly 20 minutes after the hour. Stay tuned to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, y'all, he's here. I don't even, let me just, ladies and gentlemen.
I love him. Absolutely.
Eugene.
Oh, my God. Good morning, everyone. Stephen, Tommy, Shirley, Carla Jr. Oh, my God. And J. Anthony Brown. Lights,
hey,
cameras, action. Ah, Stephen, I was just fabulous last night. If you could have seen me, Grace, to say it's... Stephen, you know what? It's time. It's time for Broadway. For just me. It is.
What?
It's time. It's time for me to do my own one man show. Yes.
How you gonna do that?
Well, we're gonna call it a one diva show. Just a one diva show.
I was gonna say, because who's gonna be in that?
Be quiet, Steve.
Don't hate right now, Stephen. I'm on such a cloud right now.
I'm just asking. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I did so well last night on stage in Dallas, Texas. And I just, Stephen, I want you to get behind me and be my producer.
I'm not getting behind you.
I want you to be my producer.
No, sir.
I just think a one diva show, Broadway, New York City, here I come. It's the acting bug is just, I have it. It's just.
Wait a minute, Butterfly. Tommy was there. Let's see if he feels the same
Tommy,
way
how was
about
he?
Your performance.
Dude, you did one show. You did a decent job. But you're not ready for Broadway, man. You got to get a lot under your belt. You did a decent job.
Okay, so you're going to sit here and hate because they liked me in the show more than they like you. That's all it's really about. That's what it's about.
Eugene, is that what it is?
That's exactly what it is, Stephen. When I hit the stage, people just lose their mind. They're on their feet. It's oh my God, it's a force to be reckoned, and he can't handle it. When he walk out there, he get a little bit of a clap, and stomach showing, looking at the
wait,
hair.
One more time.
What's that sound?
One more time.
What does that sound?
One more time.
Yeah, he get a little bit of a clap, and people just, you know. It's just, you know, he conscientious.
Eugene.
What?
Eugene, I would like to come to the show to see
hey,
you perform.
Man, you need to speed your sentence.
Yeah, what's with the pauses?
Speed it up.
Sound good.
Yeah. Pause it.
Jay, you got to come to the show.
I would love to come to
you
the show.
You can be my guest.
Pick it up.
Okay.
And don't ever say that word to him.
You can be my guest, and you will see me and Mama's Boy in Dallas, Texas, at JBL. The
day. I would love to. I would love to.
Please come see me, and then you can judge it for yourself, and you will know
I am.
I will
come see it, and then I will come back and report to everybody what I think about it.
When I come out, Jay, I want you to give me a standing ovation. Just get it going.
No problem.
Thank you.
But I'm new. I'll do whatever you say. I'm new.
Yes. You will see that I am ready for Broadway. I just know I'm ready for a one diva show. And Mr. Harvey, I know you can produce this and be my executive producer. But why? You always want to make extra money.
Not like that.
We can't make money
you
together.
You say that all the time, Steve.
You say it.
Get come behind Steve.
This is on my vision board, Steven. You're on my vision board, too. In order for this to happen, I need you more right now.
Ain't no way. Ain't no way. Ain't no way.
Ain't no way.
Ain't no way. It's coming up with Junior right after this, okay? Thank you, Butterfly.
Oh, my God.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We back. Junior, Ain't No Way is coming up. Mm-hmm. Hey, Jay.
Yes, sir.
Can I tell you the worst butthood my ever got?
Yes, you can.
We're still
man.
On that.
We're still on that.
Yeah, just real quick. My mom and daddy had went shopping. Me and my nephew L was at the house, and we decided we was going to fry some Oreo French fries.
Oh, my God. Uh-huh. Frozen. So they were frozen.
Yeah, frozen. Yeah, so we put the grease in there, and we didn't know how long we should let it heat up. So we went in there, and we watching cartoons. We come back in there. It's smoking, so we say, cool. So I tried to drop the fries in there, but the grease popped all over the place. So we got scared, but we think we still gonna fry them. So we got a kitchen chair. I'm standing in the kitchen chair away from the hot grease, and I'm taking one I order fry at a time, tossing it in the grease. Because I'm too scared to get over there because I ain't want to pop on me. My mama and daddy walked in the door and saw me tossing them fries and grease just splashing on the
everywhere.
Stove. Oh, my God. My daddy said, I know your stupid ass ain't finna burn this blankety blank house down blanking with them blanking fries. And that was it. My daddy beat the tar off
dog me. Mess at you, man.
Wow. Yeah.
Get him, Slick. And my mama was
I hate that.
Get him, Slick.
Yeah,
get him.
Get him, Slick. Get him, Slick. Hit him some. Get him three more times.
That
boy almost burnt his dog. Almost burnt that house down. Tossing French fries in hot grease. Man. Grease just popping on the stove. They walked in, man, and they said, I know.
My damn daddy well, was you ain't up there. Yeah. That's when you could beat a child and nobody called the police.
With your stupid trucking ass.
Get him, Slick.
Mother trucker. You going to burn this trucking house down with your stupid trucking. You. The truck told you to do some stupid sugar honey iced tea like that. You dumb. This is not my son.
Oh, man.
All right, introduce Junior Steve, you. Yeah.
Tossing fries in hot grease.
In hot grease.
You shouldn't eat fries today.
No, to the day.
And he loves them.
I know.
All right, Junior, you ready for
I'm
Ain't No
ready,
Way?
I'm ready, man. Ain't No Way. Ain't No Way is just some crazy news stories I done found. And some of them may be true, some of them may be false. And I got the last story we're going to have to really discuss, y'all. And the first one is, did Sarah Palin say
feedback?
People with Lyme disease should stop eating limes.
No.
Yes, I think she did say it.
I believe that.
I believe she said it. I believe she said it.
I definitely believe that.
If you don't want Lyme disease, stop eating limes. As simple as that. You don't need no medicine. Put the limes down.
Okay.
Yes.
No, she didn't say that.
Okay.
She
didn't. Okay.
She said some other stupid stuff, but not that.
And not that. It was possible, though.
That's, yes, like, it wasn't possible. That's where we were with it. Yeah.
It was possible.
She could have.
She could have said it, right?
All right. Well, this one concerns us all.
What? What is it?
Steve Harvey fires entire morning show.
Hold on, wait a minute.
I just got here,
hold
man.
On. Wait
now.
Hold
up, damn man. Way.
All right, here it is. Listen to this.
Now, this right here is about Steve Harvey. Now, you know, all this year we've been hearing about Steve Harvey in the news, people trying to take his radio station down. Now, things have taken a turn for the worse for the radio show as reports came out just this week, a few days ago, basically stating that he's getting rid of everyone. I don't know if that means Cheryl Strawberry.
You're fired.
Or Nephew Tommy.
You're fired.
Or the Butterfly Eugene.
You're fired.
Or Junior.
You're fired.
Or J. Anthony Brown.
You're fired.
It took him. Say it, Steve.
And it's Shirley.
Say it, Steve. Say it.
Yeah, I tell you what.
Say it, Steve.
It ain't gonna go like you think it's gonna go.
Say it. I'll burn this whole place down.
I'm at work and got fired. Say it, Steve.
No, I just bought stuff that I know I don't have the money for. No.
I got 25 payments left on my truck. Say it, Steve.
Prank phone call coming up next. He's awfully quiet, guys. He's awfully quiet. We'll be back.
My auntie trying to get a kidney. Say it, Steve.
All right, y'all. In about an hour.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sister Odell is here.
Okay. All right.
I don't know who's coming on with her, but Sister Odell will be in here today. Mm-hmm. And Tommy the Prank, what you got?
Upright trash can. Upright trash can. Watch me work.
Hello.
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Kendrick.
This Kendrick was good.
Hi, this is Wade. Wade. I wanted to try and speak with you if I could. You're actually one of the guys that work on the garbage.
You say, hold on, sir. How you know I'm the person that even do your house? How you know I'm even? Because I know,
sir,
you can't. Hold on, sir. I'm not trying to be rude, but I'm asking a question. I know you can't be calling me on Saturday talking about your trash can, and this is my first Saturday off.
I want to get the problem rectified, and you're the problem, sir.
You don't even know if I'm the one who do your house. You don't even know what route you on.
You're Kendrick, and they've told me that you're the person on the back of the truck that comes through Mission Forest on my street.
Who told you that?
I have ways of finding out, sir, who's doing what. Okay?
Listen to what I'm saying. So what you need to find out is the proper person to talk to about your particular route. I don't know what route you. I don't know you. I don't know if I even do. Look, man, I'm not the person that you're supposed to call. Listen.
I don't want to take this to another level, but what I do want is my trash put by the back fence.
When you call my cellular phone talking about your trash on Saturday, and I ain't been off in no Saturday in a long time, sir, I'm not trying to be rude, but you may need to research and talk to them, because I don't even know if I do your route, sir.
You are the person on my route, Mr.
Don't tell me I'm the person on your route if you ain't. Man, listen to me.
What you're going to do is put my trash cans where I want them and when I want them there and the lids on top of them and quit throwing them across the yard as if you don't care. And I mean that.
Man, who the f*** is you talking to about some trash cans on a Saturday, and I ain't never been out on a Saturday before ever, and you going to call my cellular phone talking about your trash cans?
That's right, because
I need to talk to, man.
I want my trash cans put where they need to be in a post. I have to get out of my car, move the trash cans, take them over to the fence, put the lids on them, and I don't want to have to continue to do it. So I've done the research, and I found out, Mr.
that you're the one.
Man, I don't give a damn. Okay, tell me how you want your trash can. I'm going to put them just like, tell me how you want your trash can.
I want them put in a upright position by the back fence near the gate with the lids on the top of them, please.
How about putting them right up your... How about that? Because guess what? I know how I do your trash can from this on. If I see your house, you hear me? What your house look like so I can throw your trash? No, matter of fact, let me tell you something. Matter of fact, mister, what's your name again? What's your name?
Wade.
I'm going to do my research. I'm going to make sure that I put your trash just like you like it all over your yard. You hear me?
Excuse me?
On a Saturday, talking about upright trash can, and you lost your mind.
I have not lost my... I want my trash cans in an upright position.
Man, don't call my cellular phone with this nonsense.
I got one more thing that I need to say to
man,
you. Are you listening?
Man, I'm not listening to you got to say. I know one thing. You don't make me tear this whole street up that you live. What street you live on again, sir? Because you don't call my cellular phone talking to me on no Saturday, man. You know I ain't on no Saturday.
I got one more thing I want to say to you. Are you listening, Mr. Kendrick? Can I tell you that?
Yes, tell me.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy at the job.
Man, Tommy. Boy, Tommy. No, man, you. Well, you gonna get your with Tommy. You and gonna get your. I ain't gonna get this Tommy. Y'all funny. Y'all real funny. Boy, y'all about to make me bug ass you, boy. My sugar and my blood then went up. Oh, and I ain't been off on a Saturday ever. Call me on my cell phone. Woo, man.
Hey, man, I got to ask you, man, what is the baddest radio show in the land?
Oh, man, the Steve Harvey Morning Show, man. Y'all, I don't care who your uncle is, Tom. You call me on my cellular phone ever again, whatever your name was. Man, you funny, boy. Nephew Tommy.
I'm my cell phone. Upright trash can. Stupid continues and stupid graces the stage tonight. That's right. Dallas, Texas at the JBL. That's the Junior Black Academy of Arts and Letters in a stage play called Mama's Boy. Tickets
okay,
on sale.
Tommy, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
What's your character, dog, in the play?
Man, I'm a police officer, and I'm also Eugene. I'm kind of a schizophrenic type of person, Uncle Steve, so I really got issues. But I'm playing two different people, but I am a trifling police officer. I'm a Barney Fife up in here, just to settle it for you. That's where I am.
So you're playing yourself. Is what you're doing.
See, is this why you asked me this,
Steve?
Is this why you asked me this,
Steve?
Just
with a cop.
No, hey, dog, yeah. I was helping promote the show.
Yeah, but you
I was promoting...
You threw your little protege at alley-oop. Is this why you threw it to?
No, Tommy. Tommy,
no, I'm just asking.
Tommy, I was seriously just wanting you to promote who you are in the play. Mm-hmm. I had no idea Junior was coming with this dunk, which is great. I didn't see it.
No, I
on
saw
your
it.
Head. Damn show good, though.
So you stuck a badge on your shirt and then walked out.
That's the problem you have being new. You don't know what to laugh at.
Stay with me, Jay.
I'm with you, man. I'm with you. I ain't like what he said at all.
It's like Junior.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah,
Jay and Tommy.
Basically, it's punk ass is what he said. Yeah, I don't like it at all. Let me know the attitude I'm supposed to have, man. I'll have it for you.
We're going to challenge y'all to a two-on-two and something.
Yeah.
As long as it ain't running.
Oh, we can run.
Okay, let's see. What have we done in the past? We've done the shirts off thing, shirts off tour. Then Junior and Tommy, a running challenge.
We never did it, Shirley.
Yeah, we didn't.
Well,
do
they talked about it.
Yeah,
because he got shot off the treadmill, and I said, "We're not going any further with this.
We'll come up with something. Yeah,
boxing, hey, something.
Boxing,
cooking, eating.
I like boxing.
You know,
yeah, boxing.
Oh, Tom,
what?
Come on, get your ass whooped.
You ain't got them hands no more, huh?
You ain't never had them.
All right, Strawberry Letter coming up next.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we go. What is going on with air travel, guys. I mean, another fight has broken out, and this one was pretty brutal. It was on board a Southwest flight this time. It landed one man in jail, another with minor injuries, and it was all caught on video. The chaos erupted. You saw this one? Chaos erupted in Burbank after the plane arrived from Dallas. Passengers were getting ready to deplane. They were getting ready to get off when three people started arguing. Two men then began to wrestle while a woman tried to separate them. She shouldn't have done that.
Well, she did. She tried to separate and pull the one guy off, and when she pulled him back, the other dude came with him, and then they both fell on her.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Eventually,
who were they fighting for?
I have no idea, but the dude
first out, you know, white people love to be the first out of the plane. They got to be the first out. When the plane lands, I've got a meeting, buddy. Got to go somewhere, buddy. Okay, I just sit down when the plane lands.
As soon as they get to the gate.
They have got to be the first out.
You are absolutely right.
You're right about that. Yeah, I know. You're right. Anyway, one man was arrested for assault and battery, while the other was treated for lacerations and contusions. Eventually, all the other passengers and crew members were able to break up the fight. It's unclear. We don't know what caused the fight.
First out. Yeah, because, and they got to fold up that little raggedy-ass blue jacket. For some reason, it's polyester. It ain't going to wrinkle. You can just shove it up there.
What's your take on it, Steve? You saw it.
I saw it, man. I couldn't figure out the nationality of everybody. Because I was trying to figure that all out. I know it was either they were some Latinos or blacks involved. I couldn't figure out who was who when they flipped the dude over. It was either a dark-skinned Latino or a brother. He was winning. Once he flipped him over, he was dropping bees on him.
And then they fell on the woman who tried to...
The woman was on the bottom. Yeah, she was on the bottom.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
And so I didn't get what it was. I didn't even know. Nobody even said what it was about. I think Jay Wright, though, somebody's just trying to get off. Hey, I'm getting off now. No, man, who are you walking on?
You walk past me. Hold on. I got to get off, too.
All right, time to get to the letter. Let's go.
All right, buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, strawberry letter.
All right, subject, two friends, three letters, and one prisoner.
Huh?
I don't know. Steve, I am a friend of a fool. My friend came to me to ask me to find out a patient's HIV status. The reason was because the husband of his girlfriend... You want me to read that part again?
I got it.
I know you didn't get... You got it? Okay. The reason was because the husband of his girlfriend had been messing around with a female convict meth head. The girl is incarcerated for prostitution and for having a meth lab. The girlfriend of my friend works at the prison with me and him. Both of them are very scared because they both have a spouse. I don't want to get in the middle of this. They both think, since I work in medical records at the prison and I am a mutual friend of theirs, that I can find out. Steve, I don't want to lose my job, and I don't want to get in the middle of devilish acts. What should I do? Because I had no idea the two were messing around anyway. They are both known, upstanding people in the community and the church and at the prison. What? Help me, Steve, Shirley. Wow. Okay, as confusing as this letter is, and it has a whole lot of stuff going on, I mean, it's kind of easy for me, the answer. Sometimes you just have to say no. I think that's what you have to do. I don't even believe you've considered this, saying no to your so-called friend. You say you don't want to get in the middle. Well, tell them you don't want to get in the middle of this mess. Why should you be dragged into it anyway? And why should you have to put your job on the line? I don't think real friends would do that to another person, ask them to do all of this. And as far as being upstanding citizens in the community and the church and all that, not with all this stuff they got going on. I think you need to take a step back and just realize that these people are not your friends and that you're not to get involved with this, and do not, please do not put your job on the line for these people. Steve?
Oh, this ain't the morning for this.
Your filter's off. I know.
All right, I'm going to try to reel it in.
It's a lot going on.
Okay, so you all can understand what didn't happen here, because I know this letter sounds
it's confusing.
Yeah, very.
This lady is writing me, who has a friend who happens to be a man. Mm-hmm. The woman is writing this letter, has a friend and a coworker who happens to be a man. They're the same people. Okay, this man came to this woman and asked her to find out a patient's IV status. The reason they came to her is because this woman works at the prison. They all work at this prison.
Right, mm-hmm. Right, okay.
And she has friends in the medical department. So this man came to this woman and says, hey, do me a favor. I want you to find out a patient's HIV status.
Yeah.
The reason he wants to know this is because the girl friend that he has mm-hmm. on the side of his wife, his girlfriend that he's kicking it with mm-hmm. has a husband.
Yes.
And the husband has been messing around with a female who is a convict at the prison and a meth head.
Meth head. Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to clear that up.
It's a lot.
Now, the girl is incarcerated for prostitution mm-hmm. and for having a meth lab.
Yes.
How much wrong can you be doing at the same time? Look, either be the prostitute or get the meth lab.
It's too much.
Why are you all this? Listen to me. You making the drugs, needing the drugs, and then prostituting to pay for the drugs.
Yeah.
It's you busy. Mm-hmm. Oh, she busy. You know, listen, I really shouldn't say this.
Uh-oh.
Oh, brother.
But you're going to say it. We know this.
Pick us in to participate in
Steve.
And do it well.
Okay.
Don't try to be good at everything.
Jack of all trades. Don't do that.
You can't be the junkie, the dealer,
that word.
And the prostitute.
Come on.
Please. Pick a particular sin that you're going to participate in and do it well.
And then she's married.
You should
cheating.
Not be able to hold multiple seminars on different types of sins. You know, you can't be a sinner of all trades and a master of none. Open up the meth lab or do the prostitution. But please stop trying to do it all. When we come back.
Yeah.
We're going to talk to the do-it-all lady and the dumb man that then got involved with her.
All right, we'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up, we have part two of the Strawberry Letter. Email us your thoughts at steveharvey.com or Instagram me your thoughts at mygirlshirley. Why is Steve so crazy? Why? Speaking of crazy, Cheryl Underwood is up next.
Mother's Day is almost here, so deliver her a smile with 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, when you order a dozen multicolored roses for only $29.99, 1-800-Flowers will give you another dozen plus a vase absolutely free. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code STRAWBERRY, and have a happy Mother's Day.
Coming up in about 20 minutes, Sister Odell and someone, according to Steve, will be in the building. But come on, Steve, what's your response to part two of this letter? Let's have it.
Here's the craziness of this letter. There's three adults that work at this prison. The woman who's writing the letter is friends, just friends with the man. And she's friends with the woman. The man and the woman that she's friends with are both married.
Yeah, yeah.
Both of them are messing with each other.
Wow.
Now,
messy.
The problem is the dude.
I like the way you said that.
Been messing around with an inmate at the prison who's a prostitute and a meth head.
Prostitute slash... meth head.
Dope runner, distributor. You know, so when you come over to her house.
Job description.
When
she says, do you want a hit?
See.
It's everything.
You just at her house with choices.
What about when she fills out a job application?
She just put down full time, all the time, anytime, junkie.
What time is it?
So now, the woman who's writing the letter mm-hmm. has a friend who works in the medical department.
Right.
Now, these two people that she know that are her friends who date, she did not know they was messing around because both of them are married. The guys come to her and wants her to go into get her friend in medical records to pull the medical records of the meth head, crack lady.
Check her HIV
prostitute
status.
To check her HIV status because now both of them scared because them two mess around. She didn't know that these two people was even messing around.
Nuh-uh.
Now, she don't want to lose her job by going to check medical records. And she don't want to get into the
middle
of this.
She does not want to be in the middle of it.
The answer is what Shirley told you. Absolutely not. You ain't got nothing to do with it. Just look at them as crazy as the mess they in.
Right.
And just go, okay, Ann, you want me to do what? Jeopardize my job because you two fools is messing around. And what do y'all see with a crackhead?
Okay.
Who is a meth head that has a meth lab and a prostitute. Her house busy.
It's too much.
How can you? It's not. Just try to work this out.
Okay.
How can you make meth, which addicts you?
Yes.
What causes you to do anything to get money, which is probably the reason why she got into prostitution.
Right.
How can you make it,
habit.
Distribute it, use it, need it, do anything for it?
Sell yourself.
Her house is busy.
Yeah, too much.
She's making no money.
Why she in jail?
She's making no money because she ain't thought these sins out at all.
You got to think them out.
Yeah. You can't.
Before you go there,
this
right.
Let me stop.
She's a terrible planner.
Please say no. Please get out of this. Okay, Steve, we got to go. We got to tell you this every day.
Every day.
To go. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter. Go to @MyGirlShirley, okay? Switching gears now, bring up our girl. She's here from the talk, the one and only, Cheryl ladies Underwood,
and,
Steve.
Ladies and gentlemen, toys and girls, please welcome to the mage, Merle Underwood.
That's a good extra name I'm going to use to get another check. Fantastic. It's always nice to be introduced by an Emmy winner to an Emmy winner. That's right. I'm going to keep saying this, y'all. I want an Emmy for hosting the talk. Fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. You know what? Good morning, brothers and sisters of the Steve Harvey Morning Show. We had a fabulous event at the Peninsula's Shirley's and Collars, because I'm talking to the sisters first, because we did Sisters in Service at the Peninsula. It was a success. All the Greeks were attendance in Beverly Hills. And a special shout out to my chapter, Alpha Psi Zeta, chapter Zeta Phi Beta, and Phi Beta Sigma, chapter of Phi Beta Sigma. Ernest Thomas from What's Happening fame was there, and we really want to talk to him about a reboot. So later on in my little segment, I got some reboots that I think we need to look at since they rebooting American Idol. But also, we had some good sorority sisters there. And Monica, that I think y'all call her Mississippi Monica, at least Steve do. Remember Delta Sigma Theta? The Delta showed up and showed out. Maria Howell from Hidden Figures, who's a member of Delta Sigma Theta, was in attendance of Sisters in Service. Lonnie Love from The Real was in attendance of Sisters in Service. She's a member of Delta Sigma Theta. Yvette Nicole Brown, you know her from the New Edition story, The Odd Couple and Community. She's a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, and she was in attendance. And I got to thank KCBS Channel 2 and KCAL Channel 9 for coming out and doing a report and publicizing what we're doing and co-hosting with us. Tomorrow, I will be at the Peninsula in Chicago doing Sisters in Service, and to be co-hosted by Delta Sora Erica Sargent from WBBM Channel 2. And thank you, WBBM Channel 2 of Chicago, for supporting Sisters in Service. Now, I said it earlier, they bringing back American Idol. And so I think that's a good thing. Is that a good thing, right? Is that a good thing?
I love American Idol.
We love American
Okay, then
Idol.
Well, let's bring back Solid Gold, Shirley, so you can be Dionne Warwick. I'll be Arsenio. I'll be Arsenio. And then Carla, let's
Cheryl,
bring back That's
My
Mama.
What? I have asked you to stop with the Arsenio.
Well, then let's,
Well, let's bring back That's My Mama, Carla. So then, you know, remember that was the movie, that was the show with Teresa Merritt and Clifton David. Wasn't he the mailman or something? Oh, that's my mama. Mm-hmm. For Janty Brown, we're going to bring back 10 Speed and Brown Shoe. That was Tommy and Junior, let's bring back Starsky and Hutch, but let's do it from Huggy Bear and Tony O'Farga's perspective. That'll make it really, really good.
Yes.
And I bet you if they remake the FBI with Ephraim Zimbalist Jr., you know who ain't going to be starring in it? James Comey. That's right. You don't work here no more. Trump is getting just like Nixon. Let me tell you something. Look, Nixon started firing people, was going down the line firing people and everything, and look what Trump is doing. But I ain't even going to stay on President Trump. I'm going to give the big shout out to Maxine Waters. That's right. Stay woke. Stay busy. Maxine ain't letting it go. Let me tell you something. Maxine, big ups. Big ups, Maxine. I'm out, Steve Harvey. We love you, Maxine. Stay woke. Bessie Boss, don't come speak nowhere else. I'm out.
Sister Odell up next. Thank you, Cheryl.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
He's stupid. He's stupid.
He's so stupid. He's going to himself. Yeah.
For me. Lord Jesus, I love that organ.
All right, man.
That boy can whip them keys on that Hammond. Come on, Cicero. Ray for me.
I love you.
I'm getting moist by the music.
Pray for me.
I want her so bad. So bad.
You know, good morning, everyone. Let me speak. Is that Noah there?
Good morning,
yes,
to you.
We can
good
hear
morning
him.
To you. Yes. When you just sing, it just does something to me.
I know, you know Ad Noah, but when I'm praising voice. Him, I don't want you to say nefricious things like that.
I wasn't saying fresh things. I'm just giving you a compliment. I mean,
well,
just
it
a
was,
nice compliment.
And you just it interrupts
well,
me when I'm praying.
I didn't
I'm
mean
praying.
To be out the way about
but
anything.
But you're just over talking me right now.
And he blocked his nose.
You're over blocking me now. Tommy, why is you worried about his nose if I ain't?
Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you for sticking up for me.
People's
thank
got you. Conditions. You got them. You shout.
Thank you so much.
He can't breathe good. You shout. Where we at?
I don't see nothing wrong with my breathing.
It is kind of attractive, you know, to have
you
a
like
man
it?
Heavy breathing just,
you
just
like
listening to you.
You like that?
It's, you know, it's interesting.
Thank you so much.
Wow.
You know, I just sitting over there going, he sure can't breathe.
Can I show you something? Can I show you something? Watch this. Watch this. Watch me pause. You like that?
Boy, you like scared me. I thought you were gone.
Yeah, I thought he was dead.
Well, I thought you had left here.
No, you only wear it if it's 30 minutes. 15 little short ones like
hey,
that.
Hold on. We got idea. Too much going on in this segment. Cicero.
I love it when she sings. Oh, my God.
Just ended that with Cicero so I could... hear you talking, Ed. No, this heifer
so
is interrupting.
Thank you so much.
Jumping
what
in.
Are you doing, what are you doing for the weekend? You got the weekend planned? You know, Mother's Day is coming up. You got any plans for Mother's
well,
Day?
Well, you know, I'm doing some revivals for Mama's Day, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know,
all
I was,
day?
I've been the mother of 26 churches, so.
Will you be busy all day?
Well, I'm going to Skype in to most of them. My granddaughter knows how to Skype it, so I'm going to Skype it in to some.
I like to take you to Betty's Biscuit down the street. There's a Betty's Biscuit shop.
How did you know I love Betty Biscuits?
I've been there so many times, and I was wondering if it'd be something you'd like to do. They're just all they serve is biscuits. Nothing
well,
is you
inviting me out for a date?
I'm
no?
inviting you to go with me down to Betty's Biscuits for Mother's Day.
Well, let me think about it. Okay.
Mother's Day biscuit. That's nice. Wouldn't that be nice? And then afterward, we'd stroll down by the park.
I said, let me think about it. Okay.
I was just giving you the plan.
Already?
You was talking over the jokes, Adnoid, is what I'm trying to get to you, fool.
No need to.
Now, this ain't your segment. It's been my segment. We just let your new ass in it.
No need to.
And what you ain't going to do is talk over Odell's joke. Now, you shut up, Tommy.
Well,
ain't nobody insulting you. I'm telling you, just you stepping on jokes like you was a rookie.
I'm feeling insulted.
Well, y'all too, because you're stepping on the jokes of what we're trying to do. You acting like you's one of these people that don't do this for a living.
In my
now, this is a bit. You's a part of a bit. Don't get put out the bit.
I'm feeling insulted in my spirit. That's all I'm saying. You know what? Just forget Betty's biscuit. I was going to take you, but now I'll take somebody else.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Now, you don't run nothing up in here.
No biscuit for your ass.
You think you're going to control somebody with a little plate of food, huh? Better care nothing about your biscuits with your old nasally ass.
I didn't want to go down there with you.
You need to pack a bit it up in your nose and cut some of that congestion out.
You ain't going
to
go.
What you need is a spoon of Vicks Formula 44 and swallow.
You ain't going.
Nobody want to go down to no damn biscuit place. There ain't got nothing down there but bread.
You ain't going.
Ain't you about an ignorant bastard?
No biscuit for you.
Sitting up in here talking about ain't no biscuits for you.
But I thought y'all liked
broke
each
down
other.
Ass.
No, she done pissed me off.
You ain't said piss to the Christian woman,
that.
Did you?
Can we
piss, you sound like you're drowning in piss. That's what it sounds like.
Sounds like
you peed in your nose. That's what it sounds like.
We can't say the P word on the air.
You shut up, heifer. You ain't running nothing in here. Coming in on my set. Segment with your little old damn near dead self.
I'm really mad.
You invite
now.
A woman down to a biscuit place and then take it back.
You ain't going nowhere with me.
You got another level
to
you.
You got me mad now. I'm breathing heavy now, for real.
Okay. Mess around and get a black eyed pea up in one of them nostrils. Trying to calm down. Got himself all worked up. He finna die. See them running your mouth with a real OG.
Yeah, old girl. You right.
What? What did you just call me?
Old girl.
Oh, well, look who talking. Little D&D is running his mouth.
D&D?
D&D, damn near dead. He's sitting up in here talking to somebody old. Sitting up in here sound like you'd like the casket then closed on you.
Oh, my God.
All that heavy breathing.
Okay.
Now, hi, Shirley.
Oh, really?
I snap, crack, or pop. I'm like a box of Rice Krispies. You just wet me if you want to. You're going to hear some snap, crack, or pop. You don't fire off on Odell coming here.
So now, he done got a little feelings hurt.
No,
I got
no.
it. Well, I had. I got
I
other offers. You ain't the only one.
No,
Def Jam asked me to go out this Mother's Day.
Reality update coming up.
We're going to take some of that time.
Bye.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Is we back?
Yeah.
Yes, I know Carly wants to do her update, but I just wanted to make sure we was wrapped up clean. Shirley, you all right, sweetie?
I'm good. Yeah.
Okay.
Just, yeah,
good.
I'm fine.
Tommy?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm
good. This is Odell.
Just wanted to apologize to y'all for letting this fool come in my segment. They're gonna back talk me, invite me out to Mother's Day, and then don't then try to renege on somebody like we playing spades.
What'd you call me? What did you call me?
No, he said renege.
It sounded like renege is what I wanted to say, but it's a card game reference. But it sounds a lot like what you is, don't
I wish I had an ice pick. I'd stick you. I swear to God.
Oh, no, this is too much.
wish you would. You would. I tell you what. I tell you what. Your nostrils will be cleaned out for show then. Hey,
y'all got to get along.
Because you had that ice cream crammed up in that... It's crammed up in that jammed, congested ass nose of yours.
I'm trying to work with that, but it's...
You're the new man on this show. You don't get just to have a whole lot of segments.
Stop reminding me in every character I'm in, I'm new, okay?
Well, I just got to remind you because you just sound to me like you're trying to take over.
I'm not trying to. I just want my own damn segment. That's all I want.
You didn't have a damn segment when you was over there at that fat man show.
I did have a segment.
No, you didn't.
You done got me fired up. No, I did have a damn segment.
You didn't have no segment. What you was over there with old Bentback, you wasn't doing a damn thing.
Wait. Over there with
you and old Bentback, you wasn't doing a damn thing over there. You couldn't
have a segment.
You just sitting over there with old over there. You know, buckle over.
I had a segment.
Well, he wasn't letting you talk on
well,
it.
Well, and I want one over here. Who did I talk to?
Well, all you getting is you going to murder the hits like you did over there, and then you going to shut your damn mouth.
Somebody give me a segment.
No. Don't get him so riled up, Sister Odell. He has a breathing condition.
Can't nothing about his breathing. He going to have more than that to keep on messing around
somebody
over here.
Somebody got to get a damn segment. That's all I want. I want nobody want to be with them people. Just have my own damn segment.
Roland Martin took your segment.
Roland Martin ain't got a nick. Don't worry about him, okay?
He likes Roland. I like Roland Martin. I like Roland Martin. He just dresses nice. I likes him. He's a church boy. And ain't he a member of, what is that thing, a sorority, Alphas?
Fraternity.
Alphas.
Alpha Phi Alpha.
What is he now?
He's a member of Alpha Phi Alpha.
Oh, okay, whatever that is.
That's the first black Greek fraternity. That's cool.
Yeah, first. They improved on it, though, from what I I'm sick of black people, dog and Steve. Kiss Steve Cracker his dog part of his butt.
Hey.
I'm defending Steve. I'm sick of people talking about Steve. Sitting up in here hard as he been working for people, you black, ungrateful ass ingrates. Mm. Sitting in here taking care of kids that ain't his.
Okay.
Calling them names in there. Is that personal now?
Where is this going?
Because Adenoid done got in the segment and done made me mad.
Okay, we'll fix all
and it's some wrath after that. I'm on the other station talking about people. I ain't even got no business talking about. Because I like Roly Martin. I likes him a lot.
That's my buddy right there.
I like Roly Martin, and I ain't got no problems with Roly.
Okay. We like LaVell. We love LaVell.
Player hate. I don't know LaVell.
Oh, I thought
I liked LaVell when he was fat.
We do. We love him.
When he was fat.
I liked him when he was fat.
I thought you didn't know him.
Well, I do know him. I didn't know him when I saw him the last time. I showed him.
He lost too much weight.
Yeah, I knew him when he was fat. I loved him. When I lost weight, he scared me. I thought he had fell off.
We love him anyway.
He doing good, though. I like him.
Yeah, as long
Bill
as he's
Bellamy
healthy.
Is, huh?
I said as long as he's healthy, yeah.
That's what it is. He's healthy. Mm-hmm. And he's funny. Lord Jesus, he's funny.
Yes, he is.
He's funny. And everything. So, Adenoid, is we going to be all right, or do you need some more
scathing? I just want to apologize for getting
that's what I thought.
The way I did. I'm totally
that's
apologize.
What I thought. See, they always come around,
like,
Sherry.
I'd like to know if we could just start all over, and I'd apologize. And the biscuit date is still on, if you would accept.
No, we're not going to eat no biscuits.
Oh, well, I was just offering, if you would.
No, and well, the offer's off the table. You don't. What you don't do is pimp play me now.
I was apologizing.
No. Well, who was you going to take out if you didn't take me?
I wasn't going to take anybody. Just ask
yes, you was, because you must have had an option because you shot it off too fast. Who you looking at, Shirley?
Shooting off fast has never been a problem, okay?
Really, Shirley trying to take your man.
Wait a minute, hold on. Wait a minute, Tommy. Hold on. Tommy, what'd you say?
It sounded like Shirley trying to take your man.
I've said nothing. I said he was a gentleman. That's what I said. And I do happen to like a gentleman. I do.
Oh, so it's back on with us, huh?
No, it is not.
You know, since you got married, we kind of laid off each other. But, now we taking each other man's.
No, that's what Tommy said. Tommy's trying to start it up.
Okay, you know, well, I really ought to be up here one day.
His name is Ernesto.
It'll be a really old when I get finished with it.
Oh, really though?
Yeah, and he'll
don't
be going,
to turn
oh, really
on me.
Yeah, well, you know, I'll tell you what then, Shirley. Don't run up over here pushing up on adenoids.
Well, you just said you didn't want to go out with him. So,
hold on, that don't mean you going out with him with your fast ass. Now, ain't you got a husband?
Yes, I do.
Do you want to keep him?
He never even asked me out. We never even.
But you tried
that.
To invite yourself out, telling me you might go. Yes, you did. I heard you, Heifer. I heard you. But it's all right, though. It's all right, though. You know, what tit for tat.
That mean we going out?
I think you guys are going out
now. I think we're going out.
We're not going out at night. You're going to have to do better.
Your mind.
I just said we were. Shirley.
She's bipolar, I think.
Watch when your man come up here. I'm going to put on him. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put on him. Yeah. I don't know what we're doing.
I have a story. Yeah.
It ain't. Here's a song.
Yo, this is Jamie Foxx.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy Earthquake.
Hey, this is Anthony Anderson.
What's up, y'all? This is your man Sandy Entertaining You.
What's happening? This is Nate.
What's up? This is Sean.
What's going on, y'all? This is Wanye.
And we're Boyz II Men, and you're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, well, I'm a little nervous, a little tentative about doing this story, but here we go.
Whatever, you know, whatever.
Here we go, Steve. Richard H. Patterson is a 65-year-old man who has found himself in a heap of trouble. He's from Florida. He stands accused of killing his girlfriend. Her name is Francisca M. Okay, while she was going down on him, not by his hand, however. Mm-hmm. The cause of death? Choking. That's not official because the medical examiner couldn't reach...
Wait, huh?
I'm not sure.
Let me finish, please, guys, before you start. The medical examiner couldn't reach a definitive conclusion, so it's not official. That's why, because the medical examiner couldn't say. Apparently, there was no trauma, and she's been dead for more than 24 hours before this examination. Still, according to an expert witness and former Broward County medical examiner, the death is consistent with accidentally being asphyxiated during oral sex.
She choked.
Yeah, so that's what they're... Yeah, it's not official, but choking is the cause. I hear you, Steve. Patterson wants to show the jury exhibit, you know, when they say...
Exhibit
let's
A.
Show, let's
exhibit
show the court Exhibit A.
They didn't die, but they fell out.
They have to show them the size.
Yeah.
Yeah. That way they can see for themselves. Well, no one died, apparently. That in your case.
They recovered. You know, they got up. Mm-hmm. They fell out. They blacked out.
Came with.
Well, they're saying the death wasn't intentional. He didn't intentionally try to kill her. So that's why they want to show the court the size so they can see for themselves that it wasn't.
Yeah. Everybody get lightheaded.
Yeah, the day for the viewing.
I can just see that guy.
Don't die now, baby.
Don't die now. Don't die right now. Not right now. Don't die yet. Don't die yet. Not yet. Don't die yet, baby. Please don't.
I was going to get a sign tattooed on my stomach.
That say what?
The same thing that you see on weight machines in the gym. You feel faint or dizzy. Stop and call your doctor. I was going to get a tattoo on my stomach.
But have you guys ever heard of anyone dying this way?
Well, I've gotten people near death, Shirley, but I haven't just killed nobody.
Oh,
I mean, I think the big deal, Shirley, is picking when it's time to pick the jury.
Tommy near death was Tommy.
This is a crazy story right here. Tommy. What?
Tommy.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Oh, I'm not going to lie. I'm just happy to have that done. This is it. You look, yes, that's all, okay? Just, there's no writing on my stomach or nothing like that. There's no more. You're looking at all of it. Yeah. I know.
This is a new story. This is going to go to court, guys.
Stop your laughing and do what you're going to do, okay?
Hey, so it tickles me sometimes. What do y'all think the lawyer is looking for when it's time to pick the jury?
Big lips.
Just neutral people, unbiased, somewhat worldly, some people that won't be shocked and embarrassed and to see it all.
In the court, they're going, let's see exhibit. Hey, wait a minute.
The death is consistent with accidentally being asphyxiated.
Really crazy.
Case dismissed.
Could you lay that right there? Oh my God.
There hasn't been a date set for the viewing or anything, like I said, but
somebody had to tag the evidence. You know how to
pierce him.
It's alive, Jay. I've just never heard of this before.
Never happened to me.
Going to be in court.
That's a hard story to follow, Shirley, but I never got a chance to.
You interested in going to the court, though, Shirley, and sitting?
No, not at all.
You could tell me, Shirley, if you're ready, if you want to go down there and watch.
No. It's unbelievable, but no, I'll pass. But, geez. I'll keep up with the story, though. All right, back-to-back jams coming up. Okay, guys, have you already done your Mother's Day shopping, your flowers, made reservations, you're taking
I got to do something for my girl, man. I got to come home with something this year. But, you know, it ain't really on me.
What
you
mean?
Yeah, it's seven kids. And their ass is grown, so they messed this up. You know.
You sound like Tommy. You know that. You sound like your nephew. Because he always says, it's Mother's Day.
Mother's Day for you, Tommy?
Yeah, it's Mother's Day. She's not his mother.
Yeah, my wife is not my mama. So
he always says that.
I don't know.
No. That has nothing to do with it. That's stupid. Yeah, I'm going to do something for being the mother.
She's the mother of your children.
Then they need to have a holiday call for being the mother.
It's called Mother's Day.
That's for being a mother.
And I'm going to give something to my mama.
He's right. She's not his mother.
But she's both wife, y'all the mother stupid. Of his
That's
children.
That's why you ain't got nobody, Jay. That's
the mother of his children. She is a mother, and we celebrate mothers on Sunday.
Shirley, you a mother.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm not finna get you nothing, though.
You ain't her husband, fool.
But Ernesto will. He will get me something.
When he move, I move just like that.
He will. He does it every Mother's Day that we've been together.
Man, thank you, Ernesto. Thank you. And I got to give Marjorie something. If you don't give them but flowers and then let the kids do the other stuff, you got to do all this Mother's Day.
And may I suggest 1-800-FLOWERS?
Not his mother.
For your flowers?
I thought you just bought her something last month. Wait. Okay.
She's not his mother.
Tommy just got married. He needs to know the rules.
She's not his mother.
Jay. She is living the life of Riley. So I don't know what y'all talking about.
Who is Riley?
I never knew who Riley was. I just heard my grandmama always say, living
the life
of Riley.
It was a television show called The Life of Riley. So
have you seen that Geico commercial where them pigeons is up on that line? And this dude walking up on them, he said, fire at Will.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Pigeons got to argue about how they know his name is Will. Yeah. He said, it's just a figure of speech, man. Yes. Well, who is Will, though? Said, just
fire at Will.
Those Geico commercials are the best.
Yes.
Man.
Oh, man.
They are. The Sula Lucci, have you seen that one?
Uh-huh.
Tell it, Sula Lucci!
Geico commercials.
Geico is the best, man.
Geico and Clorox. I ain't gonna lie, Clorox got me, partner.
We're drawing a line. The one that's drawing a line.
I love them commercials.
Do you guys know the average age married women in America cheat? Do you know that age? It's 35 and a half.
They cheat.
Yes.
Well, that's good. That's good cheating age right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's which is about 8.5 years after the average woman marries.
She's going to cheat.
She's going to cheat. That's what they're saying. Hmm. It's according to a new survey. The average age married women cheat.
Hmm. What about men? Does it say men?
No. This is all about women.
21, I mean, 19.
Men, it doesn't.
All our numbers is. Sound like lotto numbers. You know, 18.
Whatever with men. What you got? 27. Yeah, what you got?
27, 12.
But there are rules with women. Hmm.
And women are good cheaters, too. They're very
better.
Smarter.
Way
better.
The best.
Yeah, we're smarter. Smarter nervous. Cheaters.
Mm-hmm. We leave evidence some kind of doggone.
Or tell on yourself.
Women do,
you
too.
Shame.
Women leave evidence, too. It's just we stupid. Don't know where.
We don't even see it.
You don't even see. Or we can lie our way out of it. I mean, they can lie their way out of it.
That's my cousin.
All right, sure. All right.
We'll be back. We'll be back to close out the show with just one more thing. All right, time for just one more thing. Come on, Steve, with Sand and Soul Festival.
October 6th through the 9th.
Yeah.
SandandSoulFestival.com.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I tell you what, we ain't done this in a while.
What's that?
Shut the site down.
Oh, Steve Harvey Nation, yeah.
Oh, you scared me for a second. What?
Shut the...
Once you hear shut the... It's, yeah. It's pretty... It's on its way somewhere.
Shut the site down.
From him. Yeah. From him, right.
Yeah.
Shut it. Steve Harvey Nation, do this for me. SandandSoulFestival.com. Go shut it down.
Shut it down.
Thinking I ain't got the clout I got. Shut it down. SandandSoulFestival.com. If you get in, look at the assorted room packages that's available. It's beautiful. The Atlantis, Bahamas, Nassau, Bahamas at the Atlantis Paradise. 5 hotels to choose from. Beaches, gorgeous swimming pool, a lazy river that I've gone on 5 times in one day. Cigars,
ooh,
gambling.
I love it.
Shopping.
Yes!
Plenty of restaurants.
Eat all day.
And no seminars.
No seminars?
Ain't want to teach a damn thing. Parties and entertainment and chilling. And during the day, you got options. You can go to the casino in the day if you want to. You can wait till night. You can go shopping in the daytime. You can go tour the island of Nassau. It's beautiful over there. You can go down to the fish market.
Mm-hmm.
They got everything down there. You can stay on the property, which I do, except to go play golf. You can go get it all done. And I am telling you, folks, it is an incredible facility. The lazy river, the water slides, the water park, the pools, the variety of pools, the all-adult pool over at the Cove, the waitresses at the Cove, the outdoor gambling at the Cove. Mm-hmm. Oh, the Lord, gambling. The golf course, Ocean Paradise Golf Course, one of my favorites. Folks, they've got it all. SandandSoulFestival.com. Salt and Pepper, Keith Sweat, New Edition.
Tank.
The list goes on and on and on and on. Earthquake, Kia Jr., J. Anthony Brown. The fabulous event is going really, really well. I don't want you all to miss it. It's Sand and Soul Festival, October 6th through the 9th. Eating, drinking, and chilling. Everybody gonna be there. All you gotta do is go to SandandSoulFestival.com and look it up, man. It's gonna be a great event.
All right, okay. How do we dress at night at the casino in the Bahamas?
I don't give a damn.
You know, in Vegas, we be tucked up and everything going through
the linen, a lot of linen. Yeah. Linen. Just linen. Get some linen. Yeah, linen.
Okay.
Linen is nice. Linen.
Whenever rich I gamble, I have a rule. I wear a jacket when I gamble. That's just me. Okay. You know, that's the rat pack in me.
Uh-huh.
All right. Okay.
Cool. Sammy Davis Jr. Oh, yeah.
Man, I'm leaving all my money. I ain't gambling nowhere.
You don't gamble, Jay?
No, not at all.
Just a little bit, man. Just play and have fun.
No. They had biscuits in the machine. I'd do it or something like that. Cookies or something.
Back
but
to them
no.
biscuits. Back
what
to
if
them
they
biscuits.
Had seminars? Would you go?
No seminars. There'll be no seminars. There'll be no seminars, damn it. How you going to learn stuff, Steve, if you don't have a seminar?
You need to know something before you get down there.
I like that answer. I like that answer, Steve Harvey. All right, so we're going to shut it down, shut the site down. SandandSoulFestival.com. Go today. It's October 6th through the 9th. We want to see you there. We will be there. If you're coming for seminars or to learn something,
that's not the place.
This is not the
trip. It's not going to happen.
It's not the trip for you. No, it's not. No.
You watch us. We teach you how to be unsuccessful. You're watching us.
All right, there's some new beer coming out back in 2015. A brewery in Denmark. Never been to Denmark.
Nice place.
You have been there?
Mm-hmm.
It's been partnered up with a music festival to collect the urine
beer
of the people in attendance
and make beer
in hopes of brewing some beer from their urine. Wow. They have pulled it off. They have pulled it off. A new beer made from urine has arrived. The craft brewery created 10,000 liters of a beer called Pilsner and is supposedly rather tasty, they say, with a citrus and pine-like aroma. The brewmaster describes it as a light, easy-to-drink summer beer that would go well with the festival season.
Now, who want a shot of that?
Somebody already drunk.
Norebro Brigus beer?
How
did they gather everybody's urine? How did they do that?
Well, let's think about that, Tommy.
I don't know. It's only one way.
I mean, they had one big bucket.
Yeah, come on. Let's see how your mind works. Yeah. Is that where you're going with it, Steve? How did they do it, Tommy?
Just one big bucket and everybody peed in it.
They have a bucket and everybody pee in the bucket.
Okay. And listen,
that's just.
I mean, look at this fool right, right behind him.
You got to put a lot of sugar in that, though. You got to put so much sugar in there.
They say it's rather tasty with a citrus.
That's the sugar.
Citrus and pine-like aroma.
It's sugar and pine salt.
That is crazy. That is crazy.
I don't even.
But the ale, I don't like the ale beers. The ales, those lagers, they taste like they're strong. Yeah, I don't like that type of beer.
Do you know I've never had a beer in my life?
I've tasted it, honestly, Steve, I have.
You never had a beer?
No.
Oh,
man. It tastes nasty to me. This is what it tastes like.
Tastes like.
What's the best beer, Jay?
I like Angry Orchard. I love Angry Orchard beer. That's for me, I like that.
That's the birth of beer.
What about you, Tommy?
Why are you asking?
I like Coronas.
Well,
that's a good one, yeah.
I'm gonna try one to see. Have a great weekend, man. See y'all Monday.
It's Thursday.
Tomorrow.
Wake up with the Steve Harvey Morning Show with yours truly, Steve Harvey, Shirley Strawberry, the King of Pranks, the Fool himself, Nephew Tommy, Carla Pharrell Jr. And now we got a brand new family member too, the one and only J. Anthony Brown is joining the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You don't want to miss a moment.
Turn your volume up if you're with me, please.
Steve Harvey, in the morning.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.